What the Unite Union has done is it's sent a letter to BA management outlining 18 reasons for this industrial dispute. But let's just look at probably one overarching symbolic issue, which has riled the union and its members more than any other, and that is the imposition of changes to staffing levels on BA flights, particularly long-haul flights. It's just the nature in which BA has implemented those changes, whether or not they're a good thing or a bad thing, a legal thing or an illegal thing. It's the fact that they're imposed that is the big issue.
BA management have met Unite leaders as recently as Friday. No deal's been reached on staffing levels or budgets. Why can't they reach agreement?
Well, negotiations have been going on for several months now. I think one side, the BA management side, have just decided that enough is enough. This is an airline that lost $401 million at the pre-tax level last year, and is set to lose around $600 million at the pre-tax level this year.
But can it afford this strike?
According to one estimate, a two-day strike will cost £50 million, so 12 days, therefore, probably in the region of £300 million. BA can afford it financially. It has access to cash of around £2 billion. I must add, that's cash that it's set aside to see it through the rainy days of the recession, as opposed to unilateral strike action. So it can probably weather it financially. I mean, reputationally is a different thing.